Welcome to the 2009 Los Angeles Spirit-Led Prayer Conference.
Don't go somewhere else. Okay, when we follow the Holy Spirit as a group for things to be corporate, it's real important. Real important. Things are leaning this way, lean with it. And it can change very quickly, as it just did. And the Lord knows how to do it. He knows how to. So whatever way he goes, we go to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't forget that the place that we're in, we're not in really just for ourselves. But we're standing. We're receiving and we're giving. Hallelujah. Praying prayers that people can pray for themselves. Singing things they can't sing for themselves. Seeing things they can't see for themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to sing this. Sing it. Not like you just because you know it, but we're telling it. We're telling it. Okay, sorry. Says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even to the death. We love his life. of those things can be taken up in prayer, because in prayer, I mean, how many of you have ever heard there's no time or distance in prayer? There is the nature of prophecy, and the Bible says that prophecy, the spirit of prophecy is the revealing of Jesus. And we take up those things, and here we are in this room, and everybody in this room, I'm sure, knows Jesus and knows that it's sweet to trust him and it's good to sing about it. But when we take it up in a place that we testify into whatever God wants to take it into, and we begin to sing that and speak that, and we, by the Holy Ghost, providing an atmosphere of faith and grace that can move beyond this room, and some little unbeknowing soul crying out saying, "What am I going to do?" Suddenly a thought to them that's out of nowhere. But what about Jesus? I think I want to know about Jesus. And something in them just turned them, or turn them to a TV station or a friend or a book or a Bible or just a heart cry. And I have no idea where it came from. But God knows how to take what you and I just stand here and do in his presence. And when we do it, we put our faith behind it. He just picks it up and carries it. Okay. Where's her microphone? You gotta go.
While we were singing, and especially that sweetness, I just saw, I don't flip on the TV that often, but last night, right before I went to bed, I thought, I'd just check the news. And a young boy was beat to death in Chicago yesterday. Is that where you are now? And your pastor is a partner in this ministry.
Yes,
is very. And there's so much violence, and the people, experts are saying, what's going on? These kids are killing each other. And this sweetness is stronger than violence.
Yes, it is. It's not weak. It is
strong. So Terry's talking about applying. This is beautiful to be in this atmosphere, but it's to be applied right now.
Yes,
to that volatile situation. And I know it's strengthening your church and other churches. We're connected to those churches. We are the church. But I'm particularly mindful of your church, Wayne. We're here together in this, and there is no distance. And just exactly what Terry said, it just carries. And that is to be a divine portal. What the enemy meant for bad is to become a divine portal for life to come through to all of those boys in Chicago. I just see glory coming to the boys of Chicago. No, boys of Chicago. The youth of Chicago, a wider circumference. This generation of Chicago. Sing it, get it high. And God makes it so that when we're here in California. So that's, I just know.
I think you should help us sing it, Patsy. It's so
thank
in your heart.
You, Jesus. Something was being dispensed, like what Aubrey said. When we speak, it is a means of dispensing power, the power of the blood. So let's just go back to, oh, the blood of Jesus, or whatever, if you guys feel something else in your heart, but let's go back there.
Let's go to that first, and then we'll
right
see
in this place. Hallelujah. Yes, there's hope.
Jesus.
Yes. It washes snow.
See, it moves all that stuff out.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, just come on here. Just standing.
Of Jesus.
Sing it, sing it.
Prophet's office, that you said as far as us praying for him and fulfilling what he was supposed to do, you said it's not so much who hears it when he prophesies as it is that he says it. And just now when we were singing that, the Lord said there's also... just came up in my spirit so strong, and he spoke and said, there's also a significance where things are spoken many times. And this is the right place in the right time. And Los Angeles is called of God to be a seat of influence.
And may be the root for that violence in Chicago.
Absolutely.
For what comes out of here.
So things that are, it's important that things that are even spoken here, no matter who's hearing them, but where they're spoken, and how things here, you know, before Hollywood became Hollywood, God chose Hollywood. Azusa Street... it actually, you know, in Kansas, and there were different outpourings even before Azusa, but God chose Los Angeles. And so it's known all over the world, and this move of God that's happened all over the world has come from Los Angeles because God set it up that way.
He did it.
When Amy Simple McPherson had Angelus Temple, and there was 100,000 people in Los Angeles, and 10,000 came to her church, 10% of the city, and the most influential people in Hollywood. And she wasn't doing everything she could to not offend anybody or be low-key. She was the most radical person anyone had ever seen in the ministry. and she was known. Hooray for Hollywood. Everyone from Shirley Temple to Amy Simple. I mean, everyone knew her in her day. And she worked miracles and was known for being Pentecostal. Radical. Person of prayer. Absolutely. And the moving of the Spirit. And that was planting season.
That's right. Early rain.
In Los Angeles.
Early rain.
That was the beginning. And now, people think that, well, you know, that's just a, oh no. Harvest is always greater than planting season. And there's a call of God on this city to be a seat of influence that affects Chicago. That affects. Now, of course, we've heard it prophesied, it's going to start in New England, it's going to start in Florida, and it's going to go, and it's going to start in Toronto. Well, I'm sure there are things that start lots of places and go lots of places. But right now, I'm concerned about our part in this city and what God's called us to do.
That's right.
There's a great awakening. And I'm so excited. I'm the last person that would ever come up here without somebody calling me up. I get called up at every meeting I ever go to. I'm the last person that has always wanted to be called up in every meeting I ever go to.
He is.
We went to a meeting in Little Rock, Arkansas, and a Brother Copeland meeting, and I just sitting back, and I was so happy to be sitting back, and Jimmy Hockaday was with me, and Brother Copeland said, Ray Jean, come on up here. I didn't even know he knew who I was then. Come up here and give that out. I'm the last person. I just wanted to go to Bennigan's. I didn't care about it. I've been sitting there so long. It was, you know, I thought, no. Come on up here and give that out. And I thought, call Jimmy. Jimmy can preach at the drop of a hat and preach if you don't drop the hat. He would love to be called up here.
He wants to be.
But I'm the one that gets called up.
Yeah.
And prophesied over to preach. I don't want to preach. I'm happy not preaching. I'm singing, having a good time. Everything's going great. But God called me to do it. And in Phil Halverson's meetings, he started traveling with us on the road. And I got assigned to do praise and worship at Phil Halverson's meeting. I didn't want to go to Phil Halverson's meetings. I didn't understand what was going on. I thought he was the kookiest person I've ever seen. How many of you know who Phil Halverson is? This okay, Pastor?
It's great.
How many of you had never seen Phil Halverson? He's just Phil and Fern would get up and do meetings, and Fern Halverson didn't even know how to hold the microphone, and they're the speakers. And I'm new to this, so I'm like, wouldn't they get somebody? Lisa, she's holding the mic like this and talking, and Phil Halverson would get up and. He would, real timid, in the natural, and just start telling a story, and he'd go, oh! And stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God. And this is who I'm assigned, you know, to lead worship for, and I don't even lead worship. And Brother Hagin would have meetings, and he would call Patsy up, and she would prophesy, and he would call Billy Brim up, and she'd prophesy and fall over, and Phil Halverson would come up and prophesy and fall over. And then Brother Hagin would fall over. And then Jeannie Wilkerson would get up and prophesy. And then the meeting would end and it was real quiet. And Brother Hagin would say, now, everybody just get up quietly. Don't talk to anyone. Go home. Don't say one word and we'll come back in to remark. And I thought, these people are crazy. I just wanted to go home and watch television. What's going on? I didn't understand any of it. I wasn't wanting to be the one up there. But you know, something happened to me.
Yeah.
Phil Halverson, who I thought was one of the kookiest people I'd ever seen, moved to heaven. And when he moved to heaven, I started praying like Phil Halverson. The last thing I planned. And then I was praying. Ooh, I just feel like I need to say this.
I want you to.
I was praying, and we were in Canton, Ohio, at Mike Caminiti's church, your brother-in-law's church, and doing a camp meeting, and I was out in the field praying, and I'm singing in meetings, you know, and traveling, and things are going great, and all of a sudden, while I'm in this field walking and praying, the Lord spoke to me and said, from this moment on, you're a preacher who sings, not a singer who preaches, and never get them in the wrong order again. Well, I had actually tried to preach because I had been forced, you know, because Brother Copeland prophesied, you just preach, and Ed Dufresne prophesied, preacher. I go to meetings, and I'm the first one called out, and I come up, and you're supposed to preach. And I was, so I tried, actually, and I couldn't do it before this time. I mean, I wrote it all down. I have my notes that says, how many of you love Jesus? I'm not kidding. I couldn't think of anything. Brother Copeland called me up in that meeting in Little Rock. I was even looking for a standby, you know. Yay, I'm coming soon. I have nothing. Nothing.
I was seeing your tears.
And so when God spoke to me, I felt an anointing come on me and come all over me. And I went in the next meeting, which was booked, which was supposed to be a concert, and I preached for 45 minutes. And I've been preaching ever since.
Hallelujah.
And then God called us to California and called us to pastor. Well, everyone that I knew practically was sure that I was not called a pastor because they all knew me.
Yeah, they didn't know about that anointing.
No one. I mean, we came out on our own completely.
Thank you.
But God called us to do it. And so in the natural, I've always been more timid, you know, about stepping up and doing the things. But I have gotten such revelation this week. Of course, I've taken my place, and I love, we're made to pastor. We love everything we're doing. But I'm going to do my part. I'm not called to do everything. There's lots of people in Los Angeles that are called. There's lots of people all over California that are called. We're joining arms with everybody else that's called. But I'm going to do my part.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the voice.
Yeah.
And I was with Brother Hagin on purpose.
That's right.
The first time Brother Hagin, the first time they called, this is how dumb I am in the natural, I said no. But I was with Brother Hagin on purpose. I've been with you all for 18 years with Brother Copeland on purpose.
Purpose.
Called of God to do it. Connection that I have with Brother Oral Roberts on purpose, Phil Halverson on purpose, all of those things to get us ready for what God's called us to do, just our part. I'm just talking about my part. How many of you know you need to be more concerned about your part than anybody else's?
Somebody else's, right?
But I'm going to do my part in this city.
Amen.
That God's called me to.
Amen.
And all of those things that have been put in me through the years, impartations, are on purpose.
They were seeds. Each place, each ministry, each, if it was music, prophetic, pastoral, prayer, each leader was a seed that knew something that your mind didn't know but your heart knew. And it was a seed that was planted, but the second that your heart said yes, the second that you said okay, the second that the Lord said, you're going to do this, and you said, okay. You didn't say no. That's when the harvest began. And from that point on, every step of the way, when he added something, he added the prophetic. He added the grace for the pastoral. He's increased the grace for the prayer. He's increased the grace for the musician. Each harvest increases at every step that you've yielded. And at this point, from right now, I don't mean in the time that we live, I mean from this minute, from right now, each ministry, the harvest is going to continue to increase to such a place that you will have to make yourself say yes. Because in the natural, it looks, Lord, that's impossible. You got to go back to that yielded heart that says yes. That says, okay. And you're going to begin to see harvest like you've never imagined, never dreamt of. Can't even create these things. But you're going to see it in the spirit and in the natural. You're going to see it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, do we have other ministers and pastors in the particular, let me ask first, in Los Angeles, in this greater Los Angeles area, this part? Would you stand for me, please? I'd like to see if we have some here. I see a few. Praise God. If you concur, I'd like to ask them to come forward. We'd like to pray over you. All these things that Ray Jean said, now they apply for every single one, because if God has sent you somewhere, then it's never just about that somewhere. There's always something God wants to do, whether it's he wants something to come out of your church to your city, or out of your city to your state, you know, out of your community, out of your church to your community. Nothing is ever just a vessel that doesn't overflow. God is, my cup runneth over. There's no just full cups in God. You're always called to overflow. But there is a particular assignment we had where Los Angeles is concerned. And you're all connected in this greater Los Angeles area. Is that right? Okay. Well, gather up. Maybe you should gather a little closer. I think we won't do this individually, but just gather in. Hallelujah. And so this, what Ray Jean has said, and there are things in you that you don't even know about. There are things that the Lord did, and there are things that the devil did that the Lord delivered you out of that become a seed like that. The victory over some things then becomes something in you that's to overflow out of you into whatever God's put you in. And it's always good to be aware and to be connected to something bigger than yourself. It's good to do it naturally. I mean, this Rick and Eddie Raina, my goodness, they latched onto that thought. And just, you know, little ministry here in California doing their little thing until they got sight of that, and they hitched their trailer to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and I'm sure others, but I know they have with us, just hand over fist everything they could do, whether it's be in the meeting, sow the seed, give. They believe in God for us as much as they were for themselves, maybe more. They got their eyes set on something that was already a little further down the road, a bigger vision, a bigger ability, a bigger capacity. I mean, there was a time we were a lot smaller than they were, but they got their eyes on that, and they hooked up with it. In purpose and in heart, and what happened? Well, the Lord's just pulled them up, and they're actually doing things bigger than they can do. They're doing things a lot bigger than themselves. They're doing things, I'm sure there are times you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and go, how'd you get here? What are you doing here? I do. It's an awesome thing. But you just, by faith, you just, well, bless God, he put me here, so here we go. And so God has pulled them up. He's made them able to do something that they can't do. They could try. They could work really hard. Now, let me say this. The Lord said something in my heart one time, and it startled me. It alarmed me, in a sense. It's something I have to remind myself of often. He said, you will not be judged for what you do for Jesus. You will be judged according to what you let him do through you. There are a lot of people doing a lot of stuff for Jesus, but they never let him do it through them. And, you know, we appreciate their heart, and I'm sure the Lord will recognize that in some manner, but it still would hay stubble. So when you value what he's told you to do, Dr. George and I, we are talking to each other literally every day, several times a day. We are on it. We're going to bed with it at night. We're getting up with it in the morning. We are pounding it at each other. He says it to me like he never said it. He said, well, I'll just tell you this one thing. And it's like he says it to me like he just got this new thought because he is working it. And I'm doing him the same way. We are going to do the will of God and the will of God only. We are going to find out his plan. We are going to follow his purpose. And that's what we're going to pursue. And we're doing our best to not do anything outside of that. And if we do, God help us and forgive us, and he's merciful, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've got your mic. You've got one.
Praise the Lord. We're supposed to actually,
yeah.
Beth, if you'll come up with Regine. Thank you, Jesus. Today sets a marker, not only for Regine, or he could have done that in an open field like he did the first time, but it was right that he do it here because it's a marker for more than him. There's something that is to be joined together in a commitment to do what is to be done in this state and from this state. From this state. It started here. It started now. It marks the spot. So something is to be prayed, and it is to be prayed together. Yeah.
Do it or not, whatever seems to be right. But it seems like there needs to be something sung into them.
Hallelujah.
That's just kind of where we're at. So receive, be ready to receive, and you believe with them and for them.
Ready to go, ready to bear, ready to watch and pray, ready to stand aside and give. Till he shall clear the way. Ready to go, ready to stay, ready my place to fill. Ready for service, lowly or great, ready to His will. Ready to speak, ready to think, ready with heart and mind, ready to stand where He sees fit, ready His will to.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm ready
yes.
to go.
Yes, yes.
I'm ready to stay.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm ready
yes.
to.
Yes.
My place to feel.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm ready for service, lowly or great. Ready to do His will. The last one is. Ready to speak.
Yes.
Ready to warn.
Yes. Yeah.
Ready our souls to yearn.
Yes. Yes, we must.
Ready in life. Oh, ready in death. Ready for His return.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Ready to go.
Oh,
ready to stay, ready my place to fill, ready for service, lowly or great,
Okay. First of all, you have to stop underestimating yourself and looking at your purpose and what you're doing here based on numbers.
That's right.
Because influence is so much greater than numbers, notoriety. No, influence comes out of heaven. That's where influence comes from. That's where divine influence comes from. And sitting here listening to this and processing it in the spirit, I'm seeing what is going on here. And there is there's a coronation taking place in here today. There is an annunciation happening here. There is a conferring of a force into you all to be able to do what Ray Jean was talking about in establishing Los Angeles as a seat of spiritual power, a seat of spiritual influence that's coming out through you. And so this is what we need to do at this point. And Barry, Michael, Flowers, you need to stay close to me up here, and you probably need to get several other people to help you, because there's something about to happen in this altar here.
Brenda.
No, several of you guys need Brenda. To. Several. You need to. Because I'm going to lay hands upon you, but this is going to be a driving force. It's going to go through you like a sword. It's your assignment. And that's what it is. It's your assignment being imparted is a light word compared to what is about to happen. The assignment is going to be driven into your spirit. And it's going to hit you with such impact that you will feel it down to the very core of your spiritual being. Because there is a waking up that's taking place right now. There is an awakening that's going on the inside of you. And you receive the assignment that God has given to you. You receive the assignment that God has given to your church. You yield to it. You give yourself to it. And in some ways, your assignment is going to be different from the other one. So don't get caught up in looking at the other guy and the other pastor. Don't stand out there and think to yourself, well, what is Ray Jean doing up there? How come he gets to get up there and have that? No, you just follow God in this. And you do what you're supposed to do, and you fulfill what Jesus wants you to do, and there's going to be a ma'eshka ala ma'she'erine isorada'e krabele ondia sashange ori ma'shakane. Ela bra Cliff, come here. Bonjelo bra basakrane. Elo ma shonraman. Sheleno kravasagra. It will go through you. Your assignment will go through you. No, 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 no. Take this. Take this. Your assignment will go.
Hey, I got my. Hey, ha, 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 ha.
forget about it. Oh, da 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 Mighty God.
I'm sorry, them again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. Woo! Hallelujah. Something happened down here?
Yes. Yeah.